The Pennsylvania Senate today passed a bill tightening gun restrictions on those convicted of domestic violence. In 2016, 102 people in the state were killed in domestic violence incidents, and guns were used in more than half of those crimes. In a climate where gun control bills are highly contested, everyone seemed to agree that abusers should not have guns. WHYY's Nina Feldman looked into just how easy it's been for abusers to access guns in the past and how much this law might change that.
Shonda Mobley was in an abusive relationship for 5 years. Her husband would hit her, and when her teenage son became involved and tried to stand up for her, her husband would threaten to use his gun.
He would start arguments with my son because he would play the game too loud. And then he would go in his room and say he wanted to blow his head off. And then when he wasn't fighting him, then he was fighting me.
Mobley says the gun made her fear for both her life and her son's.
He shot the gun out into the air. He managed the gun on the neighbors, on some children. Because this is what happens in these situations. Either you jeopardize your family or I get hurt.
So she filed a Protection from Abuse Order, or a PFA. It required that her ex stay away from her, no calls, no texts. And because she reported that he had a gun, it required he turn it in.
He got rid of it because he knew that I reported it. What he did with it, I have no idea.
And actually, that's legal. Right now in Pennsylvania, if you're convicted of a domestic violence crime, you don't have to turn your gun into the police. You can give it to a friend or a family member where it can still be used by abusers as leverage.
I do not know what he did with his gun.
So did that remain a source of fear for you?
Yeah, it did, because I never knew what he did with the gun. I don't know if he still kept it or he hid it or what he did with the gun. He was always threatening.
People convicted of domestic violence crimes have 60 days to turn in their guns in Pennsylvania. Susan Sorensen studies guns and domestic violence at the University of Pennsylvania's Ortner Center. She says a lot can happen in 60 days. In fact, the time when an abuse victim is leaving and filing for the PFA is the time when statistically she's the most vulnerable.
Abusers are like the rest of us. When someone ends a relationship that you don't want to end, you're unhappy, you're hurt, you're angry. And with abuse, there's an added component because the person has spent sometimes years controlling that person. And then when they have a gun, can lash out in a way that is lethal.
And during those 60 days, the police aren't really checking up on the person who has the order against them to make sure they turned their guns in or that they're staying away from the person who filed the order. That's according to Mike Gallagher. He's an ex-police officer who was on the Philadelphia Domestic Violence Unit for 8 years. He says it's really up to the person who filed the order to report any violations.
The police can't be everywhere. We can't put the people in bubble wrap and keep them safe forever.
But, says Gallagher, the police could do more if they were allowed to. That's why he and others are pushing for the bill that passed the Senate today. Under the bill, people convicted of domestic violence crimes would have to turn over their guns in 48 hours instead of 60 days. And the guns would have to go to law enforcement or licensed gun dealers, not just anybody.
And that'll help enhance the confiscation of weapons and get them out of the hands of dangerous people quicker.
Failing to turn over a gun in one of these cases could land you in prison for 2 years. Still, says Susan Sorensen, a law is just a starting point. There have to be clear guidelines on how it's enforced.
We have to designate who is responsible for actually doing this. We are relying on the honor system, essentially, for abusers to say, yes, I have a firearm, and here are my handguns.
Shonda Mobley, too, thinks that a protection from abuse order can only go so far. But making it harder for someone like her ex to get a gun would help.
When it's a gun involved, it's like, at any moment, you don't know whether you're going to live or die. Like, your life, you know what it's going to be like when you get up in the morning. I didn't know what my life was going to be like from day to day, from hour to hour.
Mobley finally got out of her relationship. She relocated where her ex couldn't find her. But she says now he's remarried. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.